Ricardo, tell me a little bit about your time at Malin. Did you enjoy the campus atmosphere? Were you involved as a student? Tell me about your journey in high school.
So I did part of middle school and high school at Malin. I graduated in 1996. My experience at Malin was very, very positive. I played soccer there. I was an okay student academically, but I think the biggest influence I had there was this idea of being like a person of service, like of helping others, and I think that was probably the, if I had to pick one thing, that would be it.
Is there a story that you tell when you think about your time at Malin? I mean, it could be about friendships that you made or involvement in the school. I mean, is there a story that you tell?
I don't think there's one particular story. I kind of think like, you know, over a 6-year period, little kind of drops of goodness and reminders kind of go a long way in terms of shaping and molding character. And that's what I most remember.
Do you feel that Malin prepared you for the next level in your life?
I think from a point of view of values and character and personal, you know, like infrastructure, like from a spirit point of view, for sure. Academically, I think it was pretty good. So generally, yes.
Well, thank you for sharing your journey with us, Ricardo. And we do have to have your permission to use your recorded story, as we are creating.